We're good to go.
Great. Oh, shoot, I don't have the agenda pulled up. Welcome, everyone. It is Monday, December 8th at 6:11. We are starting the December meeting of the Canton Youth Services Bureau. I did see that the first item was public comment, but I don't believe we have anyone from outside of the board here. Nobody's else, right? Nobody's in here that I would not notice. There's nobody else in Claire, right?
Nope, nobody else.
Think it's us
Okay.
five.
Oops, I'm just looking. I'm sorry, I didn't pull
You
up the
see
agenda.
the next thing on the agenda, Lori, is 2026 meeting schedule.
You. To find it. Okay, so Claire, you usually put that out right around November or December. So I'm assuming that that's already been mailed out.
Yep, so we sent the draft one into Tracy Morocco, and she already got that put out there, but we just have to vote to approve it. So it's the same as always. So second Monday, if there's a holiday on the second Monday of the month, it's the third Monday. No meeting in July, and then starting at 6 p.m., all of them set to be held virtually.
Hey, does anybody have
So
any
it's
discussion about any of that? Does anybody need to change it? Is time still working for you all? Is virtual working for all of you?
Yeah, it's working for me fine. It's so the actual schedule is up somewhere. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I sent it out to Tracy, but I think she technically can't put it online until it's been approved. So once it's approved, I can send it to her and she'll be able to put it up online. But here, I'll go ahead and forward it to you.
I'm assuming we're gonna stay with, is it once a month, or are we gonna do more, or just stay with
Well,
once a month?
that was my last question. If the time is working for you all and virtual is working for you all, that's the only other thing. I mean, as you know, we've been under some scrutiny lately, and one of the things that has come up more than once, brought to my attention, is that we don't meet quorum fairly regularly. And so I wanted to put it out there that we don't have to meet every month if it's too much for everyone. And if any of you are feeling overwhelmed by the schedule, or that we could be just as effective with less, that could be discussed before we approve that. How about if I open it up for discussion?
I mean, I'm basically every time that we have a meeting, I usually, if I respond, it will be like, as of right now, I can come. That obviously can change in a blink of an eye for me. So, but if I can make the meetings, I obviously will make them. But like I said, sometimes, my schedule changes fairly rapidly and unpredictably. So, but if we can, it's worked out so far, so good. So I have no complaints.
The schedule is fine for me.
Fine for me too, and I think keeping the cadence of monthly, particularly now because we are being scrutinized, is important. And I think we probably also need to talk about steps to recruit new board members as well to make sure we have a robust attendance list so that it's not hard to meet quorum.
Right. Currently, if any one of us can't make it, that puts us at minimum for quorum. And that I think that's what's happened a few times, is there's more than one of us that can't, or that at the last minute it has something come up. So the consensus is that meeting monthly is still the preference. I don't know what to do about the quorum problem then. As you said, Maria, having another person on the board would be great. Does anyone have anyone that's kind of in the wings that might be interested in going before the Board of Selectmen to be considered?
I had talked to Mary Yard a few months ago, who said yes, and I can follow back up with that. She has two kids in the school system, so that might be helpful to have
I'm sorry, you spoke
someone.
with who was it, Maria?
Mary Yard.
And she herself was interested? And what happened? Did she put her application in?
I will follow up with her to find out where
Okay.
that stands.
Okay. Your camera's off on purpose, right?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay,
I'll
no problem.
be
I just want to make sure. Okay.
I'll be back on camera in a few minutes. I'm almost there.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure, sometimes you go through a whole meeting, you don't realize. All right. Well, then we'll put it to a motion to adopt the meeting schedule as designated by Claire, to go monthly on the second Monday. In the event of a holiday, it goes to the third Monday at 6 p.m. and to be virtual.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor? Okay.
Hi.
Okay, great. Okay, that's that. So the third item on here is the allocations and the Board of Selectmen discussion. I'm not sure if all of you are up on what's happened. I don't know how many of you listened to the meeting itself or spoke with each other about what's gone on. But basically, the six recommendations that we made were brought to discussion at the Board of Selectmen meeting on October 27th. So October 27th, I'm sorry, that was the meeting that we
Yeah,
made ours. Okay.
10/27. Yep.
And then they only approved adaptive sports. The rest were all placed on hold, including the food bank. They told us that they felt very little had thought had gone into them, and that it was out of character to have put through things that weren't under a discussion of some sort. They listened to the meeting and they had a lot of comments about how we did it and about how they weren't sure that they were, in fact, in line with the missions of the Youth Services Bureau. Because as they saw the same type after each request, they just had their own feelings about whether or not they approved of them. And they didn't approve of them. So I had already spoken with the librarian, spoken with Lauren from Outside Perspectives, spoken with the food bank. Claire was aware of the Parks and Rec. I don't know if Taryn was.
So, under
I.
what authority do they block our recommendations for funding of our funds? Like,
So they
what kind
pended
of?
them. They didn't actually block them.
Okay.
However, there was a Board of Selectmen meeting since then, and there's another one this week. We're not on the agenda either one. I've reached out to Kevin. I met with Mark for an hour. I've asked for guidance. I've asked for instructions. I've asked for what they want to be able to move forward with what we've done. No one's answered me. So.
What was the word you used? Appended? Is that what you said? Appended?
No, they've pended them. So
Like,
they
so they're
didn't say
pending.
they were blocking them. They
Okay.
said they have the right to keep them from being put through. I don't know what a better word would be if anyone has a better word choice for me. They didn't say, please come back with this, this, and this. They didn't invite us back to another meeting. They didn't ask me to submit anything. They did identify that they were concerned that they align with the missions of the Services Bureau. It feels very awkward to have to explain why feeding families in Canton would be in line with the missions of the Services Bureau, or to help families that need to go to camp, or to help families have activities and materials that the library could do to help with prevention. I don't know like what to do with that. There's, I guess again, let's open this up for discussion. Does anybody have any questions or things they want to bring up about this?
I guess maybe a question for Claire. Are you aware of any next steps that the town is advising this group to take so that there can be further information that maybe they were looking for?
Yeah, so I have not been looped in on anything outside of that meeting, in terms of discussions. and like what the next step would be for the board in general. What I guess what I kind of took from that meeting, from what they were saying, was that it's not that they had an issue with the idea of giving those groups the money. It seemed like they wanted a more thought out plan of, okay, if we give, or if the YSB gives the $5,000 to the library, what's that 5,000 going to get used for at the library? So I got the impression that they kind of just wanted that additional, like a plan for what then those groups are going to do with it, instead of us just saying like we're going to give them $5,000 for them to do as they please, as long as it upholds the YSB like mission. That was what I got, but I'm also one opinion, I'm one view. I don't know if.
I heard some of that, that they wanted some kind of quantifiable metrics and maybe putting in there that there was, a mechanism for report back. But I think guidance for this group about what specifically they're asking for, so that we can have, a productive discussion and have those motions have that level of detail. I think, Lori, I don't mean to speak for you, but I think that's why you were inquiring. And then absent that, like we can certainly do our best, but I think we've not heard from them to know precisely what was missing and what they're looking for to be able to satisfy their misgivings.
Yeah, to me, it seemed like at the meeting, what I took from it is that we look at it as if almost it's a grant that's being offered, where here's the $5,000. Let's figure out how this group is going to use that $5,000 to assist with the youth of Canton. So whether it be for the food bank, for example, whether it be purchasing gift cards to, ShopRite and, all these organizations that can then be given out to families, or for the library, giving that money to Megan to start a teen book club or something along those lines. It seemed to me that they kind of wanted that direction for each of those, so it didn't come off as just here's $5,000, uphold the mission, is again what I got from it.
And we've never done that before. This is something new. We have always given to organizations, for example, McCall's. We give a large amount of money to them and let them do what they see fit. We don't tell them what to do. They know what our community needs. In the past, whatever we've made, like if Liz Chicos comes up to us, so she'd like to run basketball, and may I please have $2,500? We give it to her. We've not asked for anything back about it. If she wants to use it for uniforms or gym time or whatever, this is something different. We have funded families who couldn't afford programs before. I think it's extremely cumbersome for you all in Parks and Rec to have to go item by item. So it made perfect sense to me to let you have a fund that you could discretionary. This isn't something where they aren't grants. So to treat them like they are, to ask for metrics, to ask for to have them tell us what they're going to do with the money when they didn't ask for it in the first place. I
Well,
think.
I don't think it's fully fair to say that we don't ask for information when we're giving out that money. Because with Liz, we get the information of how many kids it reaches, how many families it reaches, how many kids she serves. When we are, giving that money to McCall, it's for a specific reason. It's so that those therapists can go into the school system and have those meetings, have those group meetings. So at the end of the day, each of those times that we're giving out that money, it still has a structured thing that it's going towards. We might not know the exact details for McCall. We don't know, a breakdown of the grades and how many kids are involved in it, but we still know what it's being used for in, even if it's in a broader term. I think they just want that information of Even if it isn't broken down into specifics, it's still an idea of it's going towards, again, like the gift cards, or it's going towards a book club, or it's going towards, with the Parks and Rec fund, with that, we would break it down into it's going towards Explorers Day camp, or it's going towards a specialty camp or a sports camp. So I think they just want kind of a bit more detail.
Okay. I think that's helpful. Just one clarifying statement for the record is for the Insight programs, what we do is the McCall side, like there's a bill for every session that gets delivered. So if there was four in December, and because I once upon a time was the person who would do that. So I don't have students' names, but I might have, that there were eight students on 12-2 and five students on 12-9 or whatever. So that information then gets sent to the town as kind of backup. But I don't know if board members even are aware of that. So I just offer that as like a little bit of contextual information that might be helpful. But I think, Claire, what you're saying is helpful for me. And I think we could probably do some of that. I do think, like, Lori's right that usually if it was a grant award, there would be, an RFP. The entity would send us a proposal, and they would have, like, we're going to serve, 30 kids at this camp in this period of time. And then there is that level. I think we were doing, I think particularly for the food bank, kind of an emergency disbursement because of the present situation. So sometimes that fits. And then other times I think we've been able to have some latitude because this group has had trust placed in us that, if there was a disbursement, then we were aware of a need and how it might be used. So if that's different now and the Board of Selectmen wants to see that kind of level of, accountability measures in any disbursement, that might be helpful for us to have either in the form of guidance or in our bylaws or something, because I think ultimately it does represent a change in our operational structures.
It does. And I sought guidance, and I sought it from both Mark, who I spent an hour with, as well as over more than an hour, as well as Kevin, and was given nothing again. So if this is the case, I'm not sure why, Claire, you know that, because we don't know this. I mean, we have to be given guidance. If they're going to do this, they have to ask for what they want. I did speak with Sarah, the director of the library. We did talk about prevention materials, teen programs, and materials that could assist families in both print and digital media. We did discuss that. And at the meeting, I stated that I opened the meeting up with the 3 minutes I was given, the whole 3 minutes, going over each item and talking about the relevance. I did that. I was only allowed those 3 minutes. I was there the whole time for the discussion in my box with my face and my mute on, my face blocked, my mute on, not allowed to address anything they brought up. They had people in the audience that could talk, but I couldn't respond to anything they said. So we don't know this. I guess whatever Claire knows,
So I
maybe
want
it's
to
been shared.
clarify what I'm saying is taken from the context of what was discussed at that meeting. I have not been in on any other insight. At the end of the meeting, when we were
I
all
wish you had, Claire. I wish you had, because it would be so helpful.
talking. Yeah,
The point
but I
is,
want to
I've
say,
asked for it and there's nothing coming.
yeah, at the
What do we
end of
do?
the discussion, Kevin mentioned that kind of the next step is figuring out a game plan of what those funds are going to be spent for. So that's why I'm taking that as context of let's come up with a game plan of how that money is going to be spent. So I don't want there to be some mix up of I don't know anything outside of what I'm taking from the context of what was said at that meeting.
So I wonder,
Interesting.
just to move it forward, should we put some of the, like you just gave some great examples, Claire, of recommendations for how it could best be used within Parks and Rec. Should we kind of draft that language and make our motions within this group right now?
Yeah, I
And
mean,
maybe that's a question for Lori too.
Mark suggested that we do nothing with finances tonight.
Oh, so
So
we.
I think, I don't know what the right time is to have this part of the conversation, but I mean, ultimately, I think this whole debacle speaks to the way in which the town is not supportive of the bureau, and by town, I mean the Board of Selectmen right now. And that's very confusing to me. And there's also like state mandates that we have a youth services bureau. And so at some point, I think it would be very helpful to have a discussion, maybe it fits in new business, about that piece. Like what is the mandate? What is in the legislation around what we are supposed to have? What is our role? Because I think there's been a conflation, honestly, between Youth Services Bureau and advisory boards. And I think somehow this town thinks that this board should also be a Youth Services Bureau, which I don't think is actually the case. And I think that's why we're struggling so much, to the point of the fact that we keep working to try to have paid staff or somebody who can actually run programming. There's too much being asked of this board of citizens who do this as a volunteer job. And I think the result of the motions that we were making and the ideas that we had for how to use money really came out of a frustration around the fact that we aren't being supported by having appropriate representation, engagement, involvement from these various organizations within town to allow us, like, we don't even know who the people are who need the money right now, right? Because we can't get into the schools. We can't do our surveys. Nobody comes from the Board of Ed. And then, okay, so we have no information, nothing incoming. And then also, please don't spend the money this way. Like, at the end of the day, the town is required to have this board. So what's the plan? Like, I have better things to do. You have better things to do than sit on the couch in my house and have the same conversations over and over. So what's going to be
And
different?
sharp criticism that we're sitting on a large fund balance.
Right. I mean, this is like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. We're caring people. We want to help our town. We're trying to do the right thing. So what is the plan? And I think that's kind of what you guys are getting at in terms of in the context of this conversation around the money. But at the end of the day, that's not really any of our. It's I think it's good use of the funds in absence of what seems to me to be the correct way to go about a youth services bureau that the town seems at this point unwilling to support. So I'm happy to have the conversation about the funds specifically because in absence of that other piece, I don't see another way for us to use the money to help our town, but I don't think that's the best way to go about things. And I would like to know how we can have a conversation about what is actually supposed to be happening, what the law requires that Canton do for its citizens, the specific mandate of a youth services bureau, and what the vision is, if they don't like what's happening here, what the vision is for how that mandate is going to be met. That's on them at the end of the day. I'm not an elected official. That's your job. What's the plan? So I'd really like to know because I'm tired of people talking smack about me for trying to help.
I also just want to read to you the response we got from the Jen, who's the food bank director. She wrote something for me to use, and it said, "Food insecurity is not just about having a tight budget when it comes to buying groceries for your family. It is the tip of the iceberg for families who are struggling with a myriad of problems, to include substance abuse, inconsistent employment, the cost of health care, and chronic health issues, just to name a few. At the Canton Food Bank, we offer Canton residents the opportunity to shop the pantry every week to offset other financial stress. Of the families with children that are registered to use the food bank, half of them do not receive SNAP. We are a primary source of food assistance for these children. A grant," she called it a grant, "from the Youth Services Bureau would go to providing fresh produce, meat, and dairy to these families and to work to strengthen home environment." Just wanted to read that so you'd know that was submitted.
So, Lori, we have a directive to not provide any of those like kind of
Well, I just,
specifics or
yeah,
around the recommendations.
I just shared it with
Okay.
you. So basically, it was a recommendation, only a suggestion, except for making any expenditure decisions. Certainly, we're not going to suggest anything else be spent. I did get a call from ch the chief, so don't let me forget that when we get to the police report. I don't know. I think it's tabled is what I feel. I again have asked for direction. I've asked for what they'd like. I also just want to tell you that one of the comments, if you weren't there, was that it was done with very little thought. I think that's a quote. Very little thought, very little. I forgot exactly how it was worded, or something to that effect. And we didn't meet for 2 months, and then we ended up with a special meeting at the end of the second month. Because we couldn't make quorum. I can't tell you how many hours I spent talking to myself about it, thinking about it, talking to other people, looking at the different things we've done over the years. A lot of thought went into it. Those weren't arbitrary. I didn't make up that list 15 minutes before the meeting. I think you're all very receptive. I don't think it was fly by night. I don't think it was shallow. I don't think we are involving any organizations that are questionable. So that was just another thing. Again, I couldn't defend us sitting there muted and blocked. And
Well,
whatever.
I
We
think for the, I hear what you're saying. I think also for the public record, I want to go on record as like kind of reinforcing those recommendations with some of the specifics. So if, and you know, then as a group, we've done what's in our control. And I think to Alden's point, what happens beyond that, like we can only operate within the structures that we're given as an advisory group. And then what the Board of Selectmen do from here is up to them. So and I know that you know, you're saying that Mark wasn't suggesting that we move forward with recommendations on expenditures. But I think, particularly given what you just read around food insecurity, and people are generous around the holidays, and then food banks in February, you know, January, February, March, are the shelves become empty. And so here we are, it's December 8th. I don't know if the Board of Selectmen will consider what we're putting forward today at their next meeting or if that would have to wait. But at least we would know that we went on record saying that, you know, our recommended amount would go to help, you know, at minimum 25 families over the course of the first quarter of 2026. And I think that's fairly reasonable given that amount. And in light of what you just read, that, you know, they have families who don't even have access to SNAP, but are still struggling to make ends meet. We now have directly from the director of that program an identified unmet need. And there's children and families who are hungry, and we have the capacity to be helpful. I think that's thoughtful. It's within our charter. And so I'd like to make a formal motion to move forward with the disbursement. I need your help, Lori or Claire, reminding me of what the amount was.
Yes, $5,000.
So $5,000 to feed a minimum of 25 families for the first quarter of 2026.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
I appreciate your willingness to put something more structured forward. Thank you, Maria. I just am having trouble understanding why it's our place. I'm kind of on the wagon that Alden was just on to tell the library, aside from saying that it should be about prevention, that kind of thing, which is what I already did and shared with the board and the public. I feel the rest of them. We're not going to tell outside perspectives what they're going to do because they're going to give us a proposal. We can't go forward with that proposal till we have allocated the funds. So that's held up. The Parks and Rec, there's no, we don't need to tell them the kind of specifics you just gave us, Maria. I
Yeah.
struggle
So
with
I have an
what
idea
you
for
need to
the
do.
just thinking out loud, I have two thoughts about the others. Because I think those are wonderful. I think the urgency around food is kind of one of the reasons why I feel compelled to do that tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it.
The others, I kind of have two thoughts. One is if we can get some guidance from the Board of Selectmen about what they're asking for. And then, given that, maybe we can say to these groups, we are considering making a recommendation for disbursements. This is some of the information that's being required. If you would care to, submit the answers to these questions, then we can put those forward. And maybe that's then some of the backup that the board is looking for from us. I'm saying all that with a big caveat that I agree wholeheartedly with Alden's big picture question. So I guess I'm trying to concurrently find a way forward for some of these things. And also, that's the big question, like kind of you, I think you articulated it beautifully. What is the town's plan for this group? And I think ultimately that has to help inform our roadmap.
Okay, but maybe we need to table it at this point. Because even with what you just said, Maria, we need guidance. We can't go rogue here. We don't know what they want. There's nothing, not even a response, not even I'll get back to you, nothing. Just so we need something. You've penned it, you've put them on hold. Now I've reached out and I've met with the town. Now I need something back from them. It's kind of at this point in their court, and I hope the food bank gets put through. I don't know how to forward this now. I guess we know clearly that they're listening to the full meeting minutes, so they'll see that. I don't know if that will allow it to move forward. Maybe they'll release that fund. I don't that set of funds. We'll see if that worked. It's a good approach, and it also tell us where we stand for the other three, four. So everybody agree with tabling the rest for now? Thank you for your discussion. Appreciate it. I don't believe we
Lori,
have.
with a formal request in our meeting minutes, that guidance be provided to us.
I can put that in
Thank you.
the minutes.
And I guess I've said it twice, but I have done that already in an email twice. I don't think we have a school report and we don't have a member here. Only thing I will tell you is that John Bishop reached out and asked me if we'd like to do screenagers with him again this fall, probably about 6, 8 weeks ago. I said, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. I've reached back, said, what's going on? Nobody's here tonight. And this is one of the things we talked about at the meeting too. We do need a more, as somebody used a good word, robust table here to discuss things. Some of you who've been here a long time know that we used to have people from Little League, people from businesses, people from clergy, definitely at least one, usually two, sometimes even a student from the school. So that would really enhance our meetings and enhance our ability to serve our community. If that were to restart, I want to say thank you to Maria for reaching out to Jordan and John, asking them if they could please consider corresponding with us at least, maybe attending, maybe sending a designate. Maybe they asked for the calendar. I think we did not know they didn't have it, so I think we've sewed up a little loophole there. So now they will have the calendar. That's all set, right, Claire? Okay. So again, it was a misunderstanding on my part. They always used to get it, and Claire explained to us that things had changed and designates had changed and people have come and gone that were going to be part of our meeting. So I think we're back on track now, and I appreciate you taking the lead on that, Maria. Thank you. We'll see. I think they said they had a conflicting meeting this evening with Board of Ed, so there was a response. Did you bring us a police report, Pat?
I did.
Great.
So what I have is, excuse me, December 6, 2025, Canton police officers and Canton CERT held a successful holiday food, toy, and clothing drive at the shops in O-State job lot. All donations will benefit Canton's Gifts of Love program in the Canton Food Bank. On December 8, 2025, Chief RCR attended the Board of Education executive session to discuss school resource officer program. The next JRB meeting, Juvenile Review Board meeting, is December 17, 2025. There are no new cases docketed. There are old cases to be discussed. Canton Police Department had its first round of budget discussions with the CAO. Next step is to review before the BOS. Public Safety Subcommittee is exploring areas where the town can use the opioid settlement funds to address drug abuse and treatment. Discussions are ongoing. Chief RCR welcomes any suggestions from the YSB. And on a personal note, I'm very honored and privileged to say that the DARE program has been going incredible so far. I'm in my third session right now. There's six total sessions with the sixth grade class at Canton Intermediate School. Early indications and feedback that I've been receiving is that kids that don't usually engage are engaging. So far, I've had very few classes where I don't hear from somebody as far as questions or answers to questions or anything like that. So that's going very smoothly. I'm very happy about that. So that's all I have.
Oh, that's
That's so great to
wonderful.
hear.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that you're the one doing it, so we get to hear firsthand too.
It took me a
Yeah.
while to do something for us guys, but I'm trying to get something done here.
No, you've done the drug take
You're
backs
doing
too,
it,
and
Pat. You're doing it.
you're a participating voting member. We've appreciated you. You're here whenever
Pat,
you can
can you
be.
explain a little bit more? You said about some like opioid money. Can you just talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, so we get, well, I don't know if we is the right word, but the town gets money from high profile on Albany Turnpike. The exact
Oh,
amount,
that's cannabis
I don't
money.
know, but it's supposed to go toward drug abuse and treatment. And obviously, discussions of where that money goes to are ongoing. I don't think anything is set in stone as to, it's getting allocated here, it's getting allocated there, but those discussions are ongoing. That's pretty much the most that I can information I have for you guys about it, but that money is there. So, again, as we talk about money and spending stuff, like if there is something that we can collectively agree on that I could bring or we could discuss with either the BOS or I could bring to Chief about. That's something that we can kind of put forward. And if it meets the criteria, it would be something that we could potentially utilize that those funds for. But again, that's all kind of like we've been already discussing. It's kind of comes down to if it meets the requirement. I can.
How much are we talking about?
I don't know the exact amount.
Oh,
I'd have
just approximately.
to. I don't even know like what a ballpark is. I've heard it's fairly significant, but I just don't know exact number. And I don't know what fairly
Maybe
significant.
for January, if you would be able to help us with that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's a really interesting question, how to spend money that was raised by selling marijuana. It's a really
Yeah, I
good
mean, I
question.
guess I think I don't know if it was a can thing or just in general. One of the byproducts of them moving in or establishing themselves there was to, have money for drug prevention.
I was just going to say, it's screens
Part of the
prevention.
state.
It's part of a state law.
Again, the specifics, I don't know all the specifics, but that's pretty much what it is based around and why it's there to be utilized. And again, there are certain criteria that need to be met, but it is there to utilize if we find something that we can utilize and use for. So
Could they do something like fund treatment for individuals or families that are struggling with usage?
it's possible. I don't have anything in front of me that gives like the exact breakdowns of like what qualifies and what doesn't. I think probably the better person to ask would potentially be Penny, maybe Wickos, depending. Chief might know, but I'm not sure. I'd have to ask him about it. But like I said, there are, like anything else, there's kind of like specific as to what it can be utilized for. So I just don't have that information in front of me.
Okay. We appreciate you bringing the
Yep.
concept to us.
Yep.
So, I did get a call from Chief Arciero, and I feel like he said it was about DARE. He just left me a quick voicemail.
Yeah, so I had purchased workbooks, and like I don't know, the last meeting I went to, I can't remember what date it was, but I got the funds from the school for the workbooks. It was like a little over $400 for the workbooks, and the workbooks we use, all the kids have them, and as we're going through each session or lesson, we go to different pages and we fill out different things and we put notes in and we go through situations and stuff like that. We discuss things and they fill them out as we go. So it's basically like a it's their learning material for the class. And like I said, I'm in my third of six session today and tomorrow. And then once the last session is slated for March. So as kind of like a semi-graduation, whatever the case may be, I'm looking into potentially getting like DARE shirts or pens or something, some knickknacks to give the kids to.
Some merch, yeah.
Yeah. So,
She didn't go as far as to ask for money, but are you in need of money for that purchase, for that merchandise?
it's a possibility. As of right now, I can't give you an exact answer on that because it might be already allocated with the Board of Ed potentially. I'm not, but I can't 100% say that I need it right now. It's a possibility.
When I called her, she had surgery of some sort and was unable to talk with me. So,
Yeah.
might have it for January. Would you mind bringing both of those things? A little bit more information on both?
Which two things?
On the kind of money that we're talking about for the cannabis and the kinds of things it could be used for, as well as the DARE request, and if you do need money for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thank you. Because it sounds like we're starting the conversations, but we don't have enough specifics to move
Yeah,
forward with anything.
I think I'll try to touch base with Chief tomorrow to see if he knows like the specifics or who to talk to or contact when it comes to what are the specifics for high profile to fund things or allocate money towards. And then as far as their, I should be okay. I should be good, but I will let you guys know if I need some extra
Okay.
maybe potentially.
So proud of you for doing all that. Thank you so much. I
Thank you.
appreciate it. All right. Regarding the finance report, in the absence of having a treasurer, Claire, is that anything that you're taking on, or should we assume there is no finance report?
So I got given the finance report. It is three different things that were used, that were all counseling. So Michael Shelby charged us, Morisano charged us, and then McCall charged us. So it was $1,450 from the month in expenses.
Okay, and no new disbursements from states.
Nope, nothing new.
We're all set for the December 1st filing. Obviously, it's after December 1st for the what's the latest? What do they got? Amplify. That's all set
The
for this
Amplify
one.
grant,
The LPC grant.
the state
Amplify.
grant, the DCF one. Yeah,
No.
that's been coming through.
No, the LPC.
We
Okay.
have not applied for the LPC grant.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. Anything more on finance? Anybody have any questions or discussion? Counseling. We received one independent referral. Turned out it was a brother of someone, so one therapist couldn't take it because they already had the brother, but one this month since I've seen you. And it was not through school. It was an independent person approached us. One of the things I want to do is make a more solid transfer of this process of counseling to Tanoa, who seems extremely overwhelmed with two people having just resigned in her office of social services. So it's probably just not helpful. It's not any big volume, so it's not going to be anything different. But literally, as our board is evolving into whatever we're going to be next, I think it's really important that she take that on. We've asked her to a few times, and the only thing she's ever done is forward the police department's faxes to me. So she doesn't handle it. She doesn't work with the therapist, but I think it's time for her to be introduced to them formally and for it to be handed over to them. I think it's an appropriate juncture for that to take place. And I think that the school should work directly with her. Does anybody have any comment on that?
That's a great idea. Is she willing to do it?
Well, she was supposed to do it all this time now.
Okay.
That's a question I would want to have her answer.
What's the process to request that of her? Does that go through you, Lori, or through Claire, or?
It's kind of like what was already set up, like maybe 2 years ago. It's just that it never,
But I mean
I
to
don't.
like kind of get confirmation that it's in place. I was just wondering.
Would like to have the therapist introduced to her, maybe at a mini meeting. I would like her to know a little bit about them. It's helpful when you're trying to match someone coming in to know who's available to you, to know what age. Like, for example, Wendy doesn't like children. I'm sorry, Wendy doesn't like to work with children. Okay. So if I have a referral for a 16 and up, I can go to her, but not for a child. So it's good to just know who does what, who's got a specialty in internet, who's got a specialty in who's got background in school, things like that. So there are four of them. So I'd like to have them all meet her. I'd like for her to tell, at this point, I don't even know who, Mark or Kevin, that she's in a position to take this on.
Okay.
So
I'm
I
so
think finding
sorry
this.
that I have to drop off. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm
Thank
just
you for
having
being here, Maria. I know it's
all right.
loud.
Are there any other votes that need to happen tonight?
No, I'm just going to discuss my resignation, but I can do that with you privately. I'm
Oh, okay.
going to postpone it again. I
Okay.
postponed it because of all of the things that were outstanding. One of them is the counseling handoff. So I'll just say
Right.
that
Okay.
before we close. Okay. So I'm just going to postpone another month and see where we are at that point. Thank
Okay,
you, Maria. I know you
thanks.
have to leave.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for all
Thank
you
you.
do.
Same
Appreciate
to you,
you.
Maria. Thank you
Bye.
all. So without Maria here, we don't have a quorum anymore. So we have to end the conversation. So same sentiments to all of you. And I'm here. I'm available if anybody wants to give me a call. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Hey guys, have a
Bye.
good night. Be safe.
Good night. The meeting is, I'm sorry. The meeting is adjourned at 7:01.